Such a great job, man. I'm so thankful for all of those that practice each and every week to give us that great music, and we're very, very thankful that you are up this morning and watching us live as well. Thanks for being a part of that. Man, we love the fact that people are watching all across the country and all around the world. It means the world to us that you tune in this morning. So let's get in today. It's kind of a standalone message, and it's all about being pressure-packed, and you already understand this better than I do. In 2020, there has been more pressure than ever. So just to kind of give you some relief, especially when it comes to financial pressure, we want to give. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, we want to give to you, and we're going to give you a loan. For watching today, you get 20% off if you go to our Do Good store website, and it is, all you have to do is put in the code CYBER. That's exactly right. There'll be a different one up there. It says CYBER, and they'll give you 20% off and free shipping. Now, why would we do that? Because it's Cyber Monday tomorrow, and everyone's trying to find ways to do some good and have some great gifts to people in your family, so we'd love if you would help us out. And all of the proceeds from that website go to help us do good all around the world, in our local community and around the world, particularly for our friends down in Honduras, who we just got the privilege of raising $40,000 to help them with water wells and cleaning up water wells. Did y'all give them a little love there? Come on. Yeah, so all of our friends down in Honduras, we're coming down, man. We'll be cleaning up those wells and helping you out down there. Just very, very thankful for all of you who give to make that possible, including those who shop to do good as well. We love you. So in 2020, people are under more pressure than ever. I said it in the beginning, and I absolutely mean it. When I tell you, when you do the research and look at what's happening in our country right now, it doesn't take long to be able to see it very right in front, very clearly. Here's the picture to kind of give you an idea. Did a little research on the internet, and here's one of those images right now. The coronavirus puts pressure on more retailers. That's one of the reasons we're giving you a little discount, is because obviously, yes, even the Do Good store is under a little bit of pressure, so we're trying to help us out as we help other people out. But we're not the only one. If you own a retail store, you understand exactly what we're talking about. These are difficult times. So remember, shop local, man. Help out the local merchants. It goes a long way to helping your community. But there's more pressure than ever when it comes to that. But then not only just in the retail, it's also businesses. Here's another little research. And every one of these little articles are right from the internet, where people are seeing the key words here. COVID-19, people and organizations are under pressure. It seems like it doesn't matter what you do as far as your search engine, if it's Google or wherever, when you start putting in 2020, you will see that COVID-19 has put a lot of pressure on businesses, on your retail establishments, but also on your hospitals. Right now, you see that the numbers are going up. Doesn't take you long. If you watch the news or if you are in the community, we have people in the medical field here, you will understand. U.S. hospitals, again, under pressure with COVID on the rise. It is pressure packed. It's not just that image. You can continue to search and you'll see more and more as virus surges. Milan hospitals under pressure again. All around the world, people are experiencing unbelievable pressure. But then if you take it out of the hospitals and retail, you can go right into your home this morning, and it is also the parents as we're still trying to navigate this uncertain time. Under pressure, kids and parents stressed by distance learning. There's still people all across this great nation that are trying to figure that out. Here in our local Shreveport-Bossier area, it looks like we're going to go back to school with, you know, again, no social distance learning. We're able to you know what I'm saying. We're not having to actually virtual teach. We can actually be in the classroom. And that helps a little bit because parents have jobs and they're trying to figure out how to navigate this time. But then, in the midst of all of those pressures, you go to the holidays, particularly like Thanksgiving. Never before have we ever had a Thanksgiving where you wore masks into people's homes, including your own family. We did it this past week because we have, again, some older people in our homes, and we were trying to make sure that we're safe, and they were wearing their mask. We did it outside as far as having our, you know, festivities, as far as eating and stuff. A lot of them made outside. Why? Because it's never been this way before. 2020 is just different. And it doesn't matter how you go through it. In your world, when you see pictures, again, well, I don't know if it came up there or not, but the pictures of the mask and stuff, whenever you see this is, when you're coming up with creative ways to do Thanksgiving, how weird is it? It makes it all strange. And there's so much pressure to try to be normal and get back to normal. It makes it difficult. You had normal holiday pressure before, cooking, cleaning, travel, relatives coming in. I get it. Maybe it would be good if we put a warning on our front door that looks something like this. Danger, contents are under extreme pressure. I think this could help us all when people start to walk up to go, hey, man, be careful, because we can respond differently. We treat people differently when we're under that pressure. And if you're going to work or school, or maybe as your spouse is coming in, maybe this would be another warning that you wish people had, and that would be a T-shirt. Instead of just having a warning label on, you wish that you could have people that would just tell you, man, I got a lot of pressure on me right now, so deal with it. Help me. Walk with me through this. I know that in our home, this year has been more pressure-filled than ever before. Whether that is family issues that we're working through, whether it's medical issues that we're working through, I wish that I had bought this shirt for this past little Thanksgiving gathering, because I think maybe we're not the only family that can relate to it. When you talk about T-shirts, here's a great one as well. Look at this right here. I'm an emotional time bomb. Be careful. In any given moment, man, I could explode because the pressure is on. So today I'm here to help you. Believe it or not, I'm also here to confess a little bit and walk through some of my own issues. And there's nothing quite like hearing that pressure release, feeling the release of pressure. Now, I've told this story a long time ago, but it's been a while since I've brought it back up. But I will confess that as a kid, I was not a great kid, all right? I made a lot of mistakes, made some poor choices. But one of my famous poor choices was this. It all happens in the form of a tennis ball can. And you're going, wow, what could be so bad about that? Well, I lived close to an Albertsons. And in this Albertsons store, they had a toy aisle. And in that toy aisle, me and my friends would go in and we would look and, you know, look at all the things going on there. And one day we saw that these tennis balls were under some extreme pressure. When you grab the tennis ball can, you realize, man, that's kind of cool. Man, that's different. But then we decided to do something that's kind of wrong, kind of jacked up, kind of, you know, messed up. And that is, we decided to release the pressure in every one of these. And listen, just for the sake of my old sinful self, listen close. Oh, there's nothing quite like that, all right? Because not only did I release the pressure, I would smell them tennis balls, man. I know I got issues. Pray for me, all right? But here's my whole reason for doing that. I have in my mind a great sense of relief when I would pop those tops and we would go, man, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Now, the bad news is these tennis balls would be ruined once you open the top because they need to be under pressure to keep their balance in so that people can enjoy the game of tennis. But unfortunately, me and my friends, we actually ruined a lot of tennis matches out there because we just wanted to hear the pressure release. So what are you doing, and this is my question for you today, what are you doing to deal with the pressure that you're under? Don't go to the store and don't open everybody's tennis cans, all right? That's not acceptable. But what are you doing to deal with it? I can tell you that when I looked into the 2020 research and the pressure that is on everyone, I can tell you they're not popping the top of the tennis cans, all right? They're popping another top. This was a record-breaking year when it came to, guess what? Alcohol sales. Somebody be like, amen. Now, let me just put this up here, all right? Let me put this up here. Americans are building up their liquid reserves, all right? This is pretty crazy. The U.S. alcohol sales spiked. And this was, again, just March. You don't even want to know over the last few months what it's been like. 51%, 55%, 35%. Now, you're probably saying, well, what does this have to do with anything? Well, you've probably figured out, if you're in the world that I'm in, and you're talking to the people that are out there are people trying to cope. They are trying to figure it out. And when the pressure is on, we go into some unhealthy behaviors. Tennis cans, all right, that was my idea, opening those up. Other people popping another kind of top. Neither one of them are wise decisions, and I'm going to prove that to you, to all of the kids that are out there, and you're going, well, man, there's nothing wrong with popping a top every once in a while. Just be careful, because there's some dangers associated with that as well. And this is just a little fun, lighting up a little this morning. Here's what it looks like when you pop too many tops. Watch. Don't judge. Don't be judging anybody, all right? When I found that video, I was just like, good night, man. You think 2020's been bad? Try falling down some stairs, all right? You and I both know that is reality for a lot of people. We're just trying to make it through, and it doesn't always go so well. Some of you, though, are going, that's horrible, Justin. I can't believe you'd show that. Well, if you look in Genesis chapter 9, you'll understand. I'd be thankful I didn't tell you Noah's story, because he was naked in his drunk story, and you didn't have to see that today. So there are some examples in Scripture as well that tell you it's not wise. And I know what some of you are saying. Well, he's just an old Baptist. He's just picking on us this morning. Well, if I'm going to pick on everybody, let's pick on all of us, all right? Proverbs 23, you ready for this? Don't live in the excesses of drunkenness or gluttony. It's funny how, you know, back in the day, we used to always talk about people drinking too much, but nobody talked about eating too much, all right? So there it is for you. Because drunkards and gluttons sleep their lives away and end up broke. Can I get an amen? Don't amen that. You already know. It's not just fat preachers that are out there preaching these messages. It's our dogs as well. What are you talking about? This is what it looks like when you eat too much. So if you're going to pick on everybody, just be careful. It doesn't matter if it's eating or if it's drinking too much. Too much is too much. So here's the idea. That just looks like me right there, just happy. You know what I'm saying? Look at that cat. Well, I'm having a little fun with it, obviously, because seriously, when pressure's on, we do a lot of things that we're not proud of. Sometimes it is eat too much. Sometimes it is drink too much. Sometimes it's go out and do some stupid behaviors like open tennis ball cans just for the fun of it. Well, this is the deal. I want to try to help you today with some serious ways to get through all the pressure. How can we deal with all this pressure today? Philippians chapter 4 says it like this. Don't be anxious. Instead, pray. And pray about what? Everything. So here's the way I put it in my words, all right? Number one, when you talk about don't be anxious, just don't worry. If you're going to take some notes today, you write some stuff down, here's my advice. Easy to say, simple to say, very difficult to do. But that is, just don't worry. Now, in our family, we got doctor reports, and people are telling us things about Hannah, and we're trying to walk through that. So I know people are saying, man, we're praying for you. And I am so, so grateful for all of the prayers. Because anytime your kid's sick and you can't fix it, man, it causes anxiety. You begin to get a little worried. You get a little stressed out, particularly the holidays. You know, you're trying to want them to enjoy their time and feel good. And when they don't feel good, you don't feel good. So then as the doctors are talking to you, you begin to worry and you begin to think about the future and what's going on and you try to figure it out. And the truth is, we couldn't figure it out. You can't figure it out. The doctors are doing their very best and it seems like we got some good results. We're taking some steps in the right direction. But I can tell you that in that process, it is difficult not to worry. But the one thing that I tried my best to do is every time that I would think about it, I would begin to just turn it over to Him. All right, God, I can't fix it. I'm just talking to you. Sometimes it was driving. Sometimes it was walking. Sometimes it was just waking up and laying in bed going, God, this situation is in your hands. I don't want to worry about it. I want to pray about it. I want to give it to you. Sometimes many of you this morning, as you're navigating that, it's not a doctor's report that's got you anxiety ridden. It is the fact of your economy. The economy's got you worried. You're worried about your job. You're worried about your company. Maybe it's, again, just the future in general. You're going, man, what is this going to look like? Well, that's why I love that scripture. It says, pray about everything. Because, man, you can take it to God. I can take it to Him and say, all right, Lord, help me through this. I don't want to be paralyzed in fear. I don't want to be so consumed with my worry that I miss the moments that are happening right now in the midst of our world. Matthew chapter 6 says it like this. Do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will have enough worries for itself. Each day, man, has enough of its own, and I can definitely relate to that. So my advice, my thing that I'm working through right now is literally trying to enjoy the day that God has given. I can't worry about tomorrow. Don't know what it's going to look like. I can't affect the past. Man, it's done. It's happened. I just got to be in this moment and say, all right, Lord, help me to enjoy this day. Help me to enjoy this message. Help me to enjoy the afternoon that I have. Help me to enjoy the wedding that I get to be a part of this afternoon. Instead of worrying and stressing out about everything going on, just be in the moment that you have. And that's why I'm thankful that you're here today. If you decided to get up and be in the room or if you're at home watching, it means the world to us because it's one little snippet of time that you're saying, all right, God, I'm putting things into your hands and I'm trusting you with the future. And my mom and I pulled up this old video. I showed it a long time ago. But when I thought about this message, I thought, boy, you got to do this, right? You got to go the old school style of one day at a time, right? That's what my mom used to tell me. Son, just take it one day at a time. Now, we have a great band. Just be thankful, young people. If you want to know what it was like growing up in church the way we grew up, this is what it looked like. Watch.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do.
That ought to give you joy. Some people are like, yes, thank you. I worship this morning. Young people are going, is that her real hair? You know, is that? And that was a microphone, kids. How weird is it, right? But the message is still true, and it's very accurate for the world we live in. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Just give me enough strength to get through this day. I think you and I both understand how difficult it is. When all of the pressure from work or from health or from finances start piling up on you, you're going, man, how can I relieve this pressure? The advice is one day at a time. Jesus, I'm bringing it to you. I hear you. I know what somebody's saying. Justin, I hear you, but I'm just not good at that. I'm not there yet. Well, I got some good news for you. Philippians chapter 2 says this. God is always at work in you. You may not be there yet, me neither. But the good news is this, he is always at work. He is always changing us, shaping us, helping us out. Good news as well, if you're in a family and you're trying to figure out what's going on with your family or a marriage and it's kind of tense and the holidays is making all that, God's also at work in them. Whoever them is, whether that's an extended family member or a spouse or a kid, God is always at work. Psalm 56 says it this way too. When I am afraid, when you're worried about the future, worried about your kids, you're worried about the finances, when you're doing whatever it is that's consuming you with anxiety, Lord Almighty, I put my trust in you. And the TNT message a couple of weeks ago, this is something that I have been waking up with every morning, not just trying to preach it to you, but trying to live it, is God, I am thankful and I am trusting you. God, I am thankful and I am trusting you. Because we do have a lot to be thankful for, and we can trust him. He is able to handle whatever it is that we bring to him. And Psalm 37 says it like this, so trust in the Lord, and guess what? Do good. Now you go, man, I wonder where y'all get this do good thing from. Man, it is a theme in Scripture over and over again. And what I love about the Simple Church is that you, as the people that are watching and are participating, you get it. Whether that is, again, the whole walking for people that don't have water, or whether that's doing Operation Christmas Child, or whether it's helping at Common Ground, we're doing all the food boxes. This is the thing. Trust in the Lord, and don't just trust in him. Find some way to do something for somebody else. Find some way to take the focus off of your circumstances, your situations, and help those people around you. And I am so proud and so thankful that that is exactly what you're doing. So as the pressure increases and as you're trying to figure it out, listen, man, I get it, but don't worry. Trust him and pray to him, and then do your very best to help somebody else and do some good. One other thing that in that message, I just don't want to overlook this, is when it says, pray about everything, I mean everything. This is the key. When you start worrying and you're trying to figure out what to do good, you also have to pray about all of the stuff, not just some of the stuff. I can just find myself sometimes getting stuck in my prayer life of going, okay, God, walking through the same routines. Well, what I try to do now is going, all right, God, I'm worried about this, or man, I'm concerned about that, or man, I'm thankful for this. I'm trying to pray about all of the stuff that's going on, whether that's nationwide stuff or whether that's all the way down to something individually that I'm walking through in my own life. First Peter reminds us like this. He says, unload all of your worries on him because he's looking after you. Not some of them, all of your worries. So I don't know if it's schoolwork for some of you. I don't know if, again, it's career. I don't know if it's family stuff, finances. All of these different things come at us. And I can relate because in our family, we have all of that going on right now. And so what I try to do and what we have to do to lead each other in that and encourage each other and remind each other is go, hey, man, let's take all this and give it to him because he can help us. On our own, man, it doesn't do any good. It seems to spiral us into this very dark, depressive place when you let all those worries pile up on you. But when I can write these things down and pray about them and go, all right, God, they're yours, then it does relieve some of that pressure. There is no problem that is too big or too small to pray about. I don't care what it is. I don't care what's going on in your life. If it's huge, man, take it to him. If it's one of the smallest things that may be insignificant to everybody else, but it's not to you, take it to him. And I'm not talking about bowed, you know, head and eyes closed and all that stuff. I pray in my car. I pray at my desk. I pray when I'm walking. You can pray when you're cooking. I don't cook. You can pray whenever. You just need to talk to him. Every day, all the time, going, God, I'm worried about this. God, I need your help on this. Man, would you help me in this circumstance or situation? Just keep talking to him. Keep trying. Keep pressing forward. Keep moving. Why? Because we have a promise that our God is working with us in for us. He's on our side. Sometimes it's hard to see, and you're not sure where the answer is going to come from. But I promise you, he hears you and he's going to help you. Got a great video to remind you of that. And everybody picks with me about playing Steve Hartman because I love him, man. He's the great guy at telling stories for our modern world that give you an example of what I'm talking about. When you're worried and you're praying, this is an example of how God really does work in mysterious ways. Watch.
And that purpose should be to serve the living God.
Although no one knew it at the time, Minister Jerome Jones of the Springfield Baptist Church in Monticello, Georgia, recently went through a crisis of faith.
Oh, me. I was getting ready to stop coming to church so much as I did.
The minister?
Yeah. I didn't see God doing anything for me.
So given all that, this thing comes and basically lands in your lap.
Lo and behold, here God shows up.
Jerome says last month, he was at his day job with the power company when a note came down from the heavens. It was attached to three balloons, and it read, God, help me go to college. Please help me get everything I need to leave Wednesday. Signed, Mykea Curry. Mykea was about to start her freshman year at Albany State University in Albany, Georgia. No one in her family had ever gone to college, which is why she sent up that prayer, scared and worried.
Scared. This is my first time being away from home and worried, like, as in financially.
Your family has no money?
Not really, no. So that's why I decided to come to college so my little brother won't have to go through the same thing I did.
Mykea hopes to become a nurse to provide both an example and a better life for her brother, Malik. She got a student loan, but didn't have money for other necessities, like a fridge for her room or even a comforter for her bed. She needed help. Unfortunately, the wind blew her balloons to just about the poorest preacher in central Georgia.
I don't have any money in my savings account. I drained it from the taxes on my mom's house. I said, now you see this, right?
Did you say that out loud?
I said it out loud because this is where I talk to God. We've got away with each other.
You may have away with each other, but he doesn't understand your finances.
No, he showed that. Evidently, he didn't.
When he found that balloon message, Jerome says he had a total of $125 to his name.
How much did you spend on her?
I spent all of it on her.
He delivered a comforter and a mini fridge. And most importantly, a ton of much-needed inspiration.
It encourages me to keep going, knowing that prayers are answered.
Likewise, Jerome also has renewed faith. A good reminder that sometimes the best way to get your prayers answered is to answer someone else's.
Come on, y'all. Come on. People pick with me like, why do you like Steve Hartman so much? Because here's the deal. You read a scripture, or you hear me talk about a scripture, and you go, oh, okay, yeah, okay. But we need an on-earth reminder. You need a story to go, wow, to get your head right, to get your perspective right. Philippians 4 says it like this. He longs to hear your request. So talk to God about your needs and be thankful. You and I, our friends in Georgia, have a God who hears and who cares. And our job is to just continue talk to him. continually just bringing our requests, going, all right, God, man, I'm thankful for this day. God, I need you on this. Man, can you help me with my finances? God, can you help me in this relationship? God, I am bringing everything that I have, all of my worries, all of my concerns, and I'm dumping them on you. And then you have these reminders, these real stories of how God comes through. Now, if we were to look at my life specifically, when it comes to Hannah and all of our worries and concerns, I look back and see how God answered prayer after prayer through the doctor giving us access quicker than they thought, through Ricky giving her an IV when we thought we were going to have to go in the hospital to get an IV, to this little request after little request that God was just going, I'm with you, I hear you, I hear you. They said it'd be 2 weeks before she could ever get any tests done. It's COVID and everything's busy. We got all of the tests done in that week. The surgery went successful. She's at home. She's resting. I'm going, God, I'm thankful. Does it answer all of our questions? Are we for sure right? Are we for sure healed? No, but here's the deal. I'm going to keep trusting and keep being thankful for all of the blessings that we've gotten. And here's the thing for you and me. I know that tomorrow there could be other circumstances or situations. Don't you give up. Don't you give up, man. Let's just keep pressing on. Let's continually put our thoughts and our prayers in His direction. God, help me through this. Now, in 2020, when you think about being thankful, you're going, do I really have a lot to be thankful for in 2020? I did run across something that's pretty funny, and this is, again, all the Back to the Future fans. Maybe this will give you a laugh this morning. Marty, whatever happens, don't ever go to 2020. Can I get an amen on that somewhere? I mean, that's pretty good right there. It's like, hey, it's like, God, I don't know what's going on, but 2020 is jacked up, son. No doubt. It's true. But 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this. Give thanks in all circumstances. I underline in for a reason. We'll get there in a minute. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, what I want you to know, it says in, not thank you for all circumstances. I'm not thankful for everything that's going on, and I know that you're not. When hospitals are overwhelmed and doctors and nurses are under pressure like never before, when families are under financial pressure like never before, we're trying to navigate school systems and everything that's going on and holidays are all messed up. It's complicated. But what he says is, listen, let's just be thankful while we're in it. We're going to get through it. It's going to get better. And while we're in this, this is a test of what we're going to do. There's no doubt in 2020, it can be very discouraging when you look around at the circumstances and situations going on. But I did hear something from my friend Joel Osteen. Angie was picking with me in the pre-service, and this is a great statement to remember, to write down, to hold in your heart. The seeds of discouragement cannot take root in a grateful heart. And man, that is so true. Man, when you get discouraged, it's many times it's because we're looking at all of the negative circumstances and situation as opposed to what it is that we have to be thankful for. What it is that we can go, wow, God. Man, I am thankful for you coming through in this way. And it could be anything. Sometimes it's the smallest of details that he reminds us. Man, I got your back. I'm thinking about you. Don't you give up. So, man, yeah, you don't be anxious. And, yes, you pray. And, yes, you have a heart of gratitude. You choose to be thankful. And when we do those things, it's amazing how God can work in us and begin to change us and help us get a better perspective and a better attitude of whatever it is that this world tries to throw at us. Now, because I've already kind of, you know, softened you up a little, Steve Hartman, you need a little attitude adjustment. Well, this is Steve sitting down with his kids. And the reason I chose this one is because this one just came out. And it was on Thanksgiving. And it was on this idea of being grateful. And maybe like, you know, my family, as you're going to see like Steve's family, is we struggle sometimes with gratitude. And our kids sometimes struggle with that. Well, sometimes God uses unusual circumstances and situations to teach us things that nothing else can teach us. Watch.
With the pandemic raging, schools closed, and our democracy in limbo, a holiday about gratitude may feel a little off.
What can we possibly be thankful for in 2020?
When I posed that question to my kids, I got crickets.
Well, instead of saying what we're thankful for, we could say what was hard for us.
We definitely could. But before giving up on Thanksgiving completely, I had a hunch that hope for this holiday might lie here at People's Place, a thrift store and food pantry in Kingston, New York. Like most food pantries in America, People's Place has seen a huge increase in need.
Right now, I'm definitely struggling.
I lost my job.
It's been rough for everybody, you know.
And yet, if you ask folks here if they have anything to be grateful for this Thanksgiving, you'll get a surprising wealth of words.
I'm grateful. Be alive and breathing on your own is the best.
My arms work, my legs work. I can walk.
I'm not living out on the streets. I have a roof over my head.
I'm grateful that we still have what we have.
I'm grateful for being alive.
This is Gabriel, like the angel. Wouldn't give me a last name, just a revelation.
Pay close attention to what this guy has to say and how he's going to spend his Thanksgiving.
I'm going to have an amazing Thanksgiving all by myself. I will sit on the park bench, and I will think about the great Thanksgivings that I've had in my life and be thankful for them. One bad Thanksgiving out of 63 amazing Thanksgivings, that's pretty good odds. Maybe we should be a little more thankful for what we do have than constantly be complaining about what we don't have.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's right.
I think he's really right.
Some people have lost so much, yet so many I spoke to kept at least an attitude of gratitude, as if thankfulness was sustenance.
If these people just found something to be thankful for, I mean, it seems like there's no way not to.
Revelation
received.
Mm-hmm. Steve Hartman, on the road in Kingston, New York.
Come on, y'all. Kind of tears me up, man, because I think about all of us, and I think about how easy it is to get hung up in the negative. How easy it is to let the world and the news and our friends possibly, or Facebook or social media, just beat you to the place of going, there's nothing to be grateful for. And that's why I love Steve's video. His kids were like, you know, it's like, well, we could just talk about what went bad in 2020. We're all tempted. But I think God is trying to teach us something different. I know it's hard to do, but I want you to remember the promise that was found at the end of the scripture we started with in Philippians. He says, hey, if you don't get anxious and if you pray about everything and you're thankful, it says this, if you do these things, if you do this, you'll experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your heart quiet and at rest as you trust in Jesus. And I know you might be thinking, well, I'm just not there yet. I can hear you. I can agree with you. 1 Thessalonians says it like this. And there's another reason that we're always giving thanks to God. Because God is at work in you who believe. My challenge to you, my challenge to myself as we kind of wrap up the Thanksgiving and move into the Christmas holidays is let's don't forget the power of being grateful. Let's don't forget the power of doing good for other people. In the midst of all that you have going on, how it can reshape your mind and get your head right. Let's don't forget to take all of our concerns and worries to God so that you and I can experience peace as we trust Him. Because He is with us through it all. And if nothing else, that's a reason to be thankful. Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord Himself goes before you and He will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. I'm praying for you as we again do our very best to get our minds right, to not worry, to hand over these things, to pray, to be thankful, and say, God, now work in us, change us. In an unprecedented year, help us to get our head right, to have unprecedented thankfulness. Here's one last video before we pray. Watch this.
Well, it has been an unprecedented year. Crazy. With all the
stuff?
Yeah.
It's unprecedented how many times we've actually heard the word unprecedented.
Our dream vacation was canceled.
You got to keep the job you don't like.
You know, they can see you.
But let me tell you all the no's, friends. No going to restaurants, no movie theaters, no movie theater popcorn, no state parks, no going to athletic events, no church services, and no...
Don't say it. Don't.
Hey, kids! You've got to be more careful with the toilet paper! This is all we have!
All the drive-by birthday parties, graduations, baby showers.
I will say this, I felt a little awkward throwing out that baby shower gift in the front yard.
You weren't supposed to do that.
It just feels like a wasted year. There, I said it.
There's just all the time at home. Boom!
And all the time that we were made to spend together. Hey, honey? Honey!
Leave me alone!
You know, I guess it's not really wasted time because God didn't waste a moment of it.
I think I have the answer to what I'm thankful for.
Yeah? What is it?
Everything.
Come on, y'all. Give a little love for that. Awesome. Let's pray, man. Let's wrap this thing up. God, I just come to you. I thank you that you give us your word that helps us through times like this, even through 2020. It really is a prescription of exactly what we're supposed to do is to not worry, man, to put everything into your hands, all of the stuff that we're going through, to be thankful in the midst of everything that's happening. Sometimes that's difficult to do, but I pray that today's message would be just a reminder of what your word says and how it is true and how we have now examples in our culture, in our lives, that we can see that it does work. God, I'm so thankful for each and every person that has been focused on others. Man, we've given more boxes than we ever thought, man, through Operation Christmas Child, and we're just so thankful for that. God, we now again know that we've raised more money than we ever would have thought to help people get clean water around the world. And that there were people in our church that were leading that charge and even traveling all the way from Wisconsin just to be a part of it. But how many people took the time to donate and put their resources towards that, particularly in a year that's, you know, finances are tough. God, I'm just very, very grateful. God, there's so many things that I'm thankful for. The people that volunteer at Common Ground every week to help people in our community get food that they desperately need, not just one time a year, not just on Thanksgiving, but each and every week. And so, God, as I pull back and look at the big view, I realize that in the midst of even the difficulty and the struggle, you're at work. So, God, continue to change us. And, God, I know that our circumstances don't automatically change and not everything's going to get better. It looks like in some ways for the medical field, it's going to be even more challenging in the months ahead. I pray that in those moments, that, God, we would be the light, that we would be the ones that encourage. We would be the ones to remind them that they're not alone. That they can realize and trust in a God that cares about them as they navigate the uncertainty of 2020. God, help us to be your light. Help us to be your encouragement. And help us to do good, to point people towards you, to be more than just a sermon, more than just a song, that we would be you. We would be your hands. We would be your feet. We would be your mouthpiece. Help us, God, to love the way that you love. God, if there's someone that's never received you, God, if there's someone here that's never trusted you, God, I pray it wouldn't be that they trust in church. It wouldn't be trusted in the simple church or me or some sermon or anything else. I pray that they would trust in you. Your word tells us pretty easy. God, if we admit that we've made mistakes, that we're fall short. God, I know I do. God, I opened tennis can balls at Albertsons. You know that. That's the least of what I've done wrong. God, I admit I've made a lot of mistakes. But I also thank God that you made it simple for us. That if we'll believe in you, if we'll commit to you, God, you will save us and you will change us. And God, that's our hope. That is our prayer. And there may be someone praying today saying, man, I need it, Jesus. I need you more than ever. So as they're in their home today, as they're watching, maybe even in this room, God, I admit I'm a sinner. I believe you are who you say you are. You died for me. You love me. And I want to commit my life to you. You promised to save them right where they sit, right where they are, to change their life. And help us, God, not to just be a one-time prayer, but help it, God, to shape the way that we live. that would change the way we live. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can I get an amen somewhere? Come on, one time. If you want to know one thing I'm asking for you to do, and that would be to remember the reindeer dash that we have coming up. And that if you're in the Shreveport-Bossier area, we're going to be filling bags just like this to help people in our community who are still food insecure, and we can help be a part of solving that problem. So go to our website, go download the app, and you'll find out more information about that. But thank you again for watching, and I can't wait. Next week, we're kicking off Home for the Holidays, a brand new series going all about being home for Christmas. It's going to be a great time. So thanks for watching. Until next week, what do we say? Peace. See you next week.